one of the few programs, boys tennis, that did not have any competition over last week, but they're going to make up for it here. They were scheduled to beat Ulysses yesterday. They will be headed to Hoisington on Thursday and then host their own meet on Friday here. We're going to talk with a couple of the doubles players, both freshmen here, and we're going to be talking with freshman Dylan Duff here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining me. I think you were on in the fall for cross country, right?
Yes.
It's all right. So this is all kind of coming back familiar here to you being on the radio. But what made you choose tennis?
It sounded fun.
It sounded fun. And is it fun so far?
Yes.
All right. And you're a few meets in here. And what's pretty much your, are you a singles doubles player?
I'm a doubles.
Okay. Have you all of your matches or meets been doubles in?
Yep.
All right. And what's that like been for you?
It's a lot of fun.
All right. What's probably some of the favorite things about tennis that you've learned this year?
Just playing with Sage.
Yeah.
And winning.
You guys see each other quite a bit here, and then you guys go to the practice after school, and you see each other there, and then you play together in the meets there. And what's the experience been like with you and Sage there at some of those varsity meets?
We started off rough, but then as it went on, we've started doing better.
All right. What's probably been the biggest adjustment that you've had so far?
Just my serves.
Your serves here. Have you gotten a couple aces yet? Or
no.
Working on that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You'll get there. But you know, what do you think maybe so far has been your strength?
Probably returning it, making them run back and forth.
Yeah. Make him chase that tennis ball, right?
Yeah.
All right. Do you like playing at the net better?
Yes.
All right. I would, if I were a tennis player and I was on a doubles team, I would love playing the net just because of the quick returns. But what's the goal that you have over these next couple of weeks? Because this season's going quite fast.
Make it to regionals.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you. And good job here so far. And good luck to you coming up here over these next busy couple of days.
Thank you.
All right. So once again, freshman Dylan Duff joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And now he'll hand the headset over here to another freshman, his doubles partner, and Sage Steckline. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And you're making your debut here. Nervous being on the radio?
Not too nervous. I mean, just got to make sure I don't say anything dumb.
Oh, there you go. Hey, you know what? You got it down already. But but how's your freshman tennis season been going for you?
I mean, it's been fun so far. It's the first sport I've done all year, so it's been nice to have something to look forward to and have something to go out and do every day.
Absolutely. And did you ever anticipate yourself being a first-year tennis player and even finding yourself on varsity?
Playing tennis, yeah, probably, because my dad played when he was in high school, so it's probably something that I'd look into at some point. But being varsity, not necessarily, but I really think the way that the team's composed, it kind of played into my favor. So.
Well, all right. Well, talk about your success so far this year.
There hasn't been much of it, but I feel like when we do find success, we look at it, we build on it, and we kind of carry it over and put it into practice in the next meet, ultimately.
What was that first meet like for you?
It was pretty nerve-wracking. I mean, going out there, we'd only ever played, you know, inter-squad scrimmages, each other. So I think it was definitely interesting to go out and see how those other teams performed and how everyone else had been playing.
Once again, we're talking here with freshman Sage Steckline. What would you like to see over these next few matches coming up here, or tournaments?
Really just to string together a couple of good matches. I feel like we really lack in consistency sometimes. So if we can just put a couple wins in a row, I think that's something that we really could work on and build towards.
That's pretty big, playing varsity and with as little experience as a freshman, and a testament to you guys' hard work. And congratulations on a good start to the season. Good luck to you coming up here, and enjoy these next couple of days.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, once again, freshman Sage Steckline joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. And now it'll be Coach Corbin Jansen taking the headset here as we get to talk tennis here. And, well, Coach, boy, pretty dominant performances over the last week since we last talked, huh?
Yeah, undefeated this week.
Yes, yeah. Well, yeah, I know you guys weren't expected to be busy anyway, but you lost your meet with Ulysses yesterday. I know you told me this afternoon that you were able to add a meet tomorrow, so that's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, kind of worked in our favor, really. Hopefully the weather's a little bit nicer tomorrow than it would have been on Tuesday, and get to see Central Plains tomorrow, who's in our regional, and wouldn't have seen them all season, so that's an advantage.
Absolutely, and that is a big advantage to see somebody that you can face down the road and possibly see what you can able to do against them. But, you know, last week the weather's been a little messy here. What have you guys been able to maybe do to compensate from that?
Yeah, that's every day it's been a decision whether to have an indoor practice or face the elements. And so we've held some cold practices outside and tried to get better each day. You know, it's tough, but if we're not the best tennis players, we'll at least be tough ones.
Well, when you tell them to return the serve back and everything, if they do it quick, that warms them up, right?
That's right, yeah. Don't complain about the cold or we run.
Well, tomorrow you guys, of course, will be at Hoisington. We mentioned that here a little bit. But Friday, get to play. I think it's the first ever boys varsity tournament on the friendly confines there.
Yeah, something these guys have been looking forward to, and especially, you know, the couple upperclassmen that we've had or that we have. Hopefully some alumni will be around and get to come watch what we've got here.
Man, yeah, it's going to be busy here in Scott City on Friday.
That's
but,
right.
You know, you take a look at your season here at the midway point. You like where you guys are at here?
Yeah. We've made a lot of progress as the years went on, especially with such a young squad. We'll see what we're made of here. We've got Thursday, Friday followed by another Thursday, Friday next week. So good preparation for that two-day meet for regionals and see if we can put, like Sage put it really well, string together a couple matches in a row and build some consistency.
You know, you talk about that Thursday, Friday, that's got to be kind of a good thing to be a little bit of rhythm, or hopefully Mother Nature doesn't take that away from you guys.
Yeah, that's right. Get that try to have some endurance from carry on from one day to the next and see what we're made of as a bunch of freshmen.
It's once again Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. Tennis at Hoisington Thursday and then Friday at home at the friendly confines there, and that should be a nice afternoon for that. Knock on wood, right?
Find some wood somewhere.
Yeah, thanks again, Coach, here, and good luck to you guys, and I hope you guys stay safe here.
Yep, thank you.